Chick Corea celebrated his 70th birthday in 2011 with a month-long residency at the Blue Note in New York City that featured dates with many of his collaborators. That was the legendary pianist joined by his electric band, Frank Gambale on guitar, Eric Marienthal on saxophone, John Patitucci playing the six-string electric bass, and drummer Dave Weckl. We heard Ritual from the album documenting Chick's 2011 residency, The Musician. It was released in 2017 on the heels of an even more epic Blue Note celebration marking Chick's 75th birthday. Our set of Deep Threes began with Cosmic Replicant, facilitating a clear mind open to future memories, such as haunting vocalizations as found on Sapir-Whorf for the hypothesis about linguistic relativity from Johan Johansson's soundtrack for the film Arrival. We took refuge in the Therm Room, decorated by Poddington Bear in a panoramic ambient style that was a portal into a house of beauty, as realized by Sun Ra for piccolo, bowed bass, and piano on the heliocentric worlds of Sun Ra, Volume 2. Allison Miller's Boom Tick Boom picked up the pace with Fuster from Otis Was a Polar Bear. Mark Kudish read Fire and Ice by Robert Frost off of Poetic License before Snarky Puppy, and the Metropole Orchestra gave us Atchafalaya, recorded in concert in Dordrecht, the Netherlands for the Silva album. And we heard The Real McBop from Arturo Sandoval, live at the Blue Note. The name of the show is Deep Threes. My name is Jay. In the background, Circles, from the soundtrack to The Tree of Life by Alexandre Desplat. You can find us on the web at www.d3s.fm. Until next time, thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Towers, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, BC. Diverse, independent, yours.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. In today's partisan political climate, it can be hard to pass climate policies that last.
We have, in effect, windshield wiper politics in Washington, D.C. So when climate or clean energy policy is passed by Democrats in a partisan way, like a reconciliation bill, so this was the IRA, it's almost certain, no matter the political economy, no matter the benefits, because of our politics, it's almost certain to come under attack when the pendulum swings back in Washington, D.C. And that means that the only path to durable U.S. leadership on this issue is via bipartisan support.
Andrea Yotsampa is CEO of the nonprofit Deploy U.S. The bipartisan group supports what she calls the Eco-Right, a small group of conservative nonprofits that promote action on climate change and renewable energy.
And that's because the greatest need and opportunity relative to climate and clean energy leadership in the U.S. is right of center.
Deploy U.S. helps connect these groups with funding, and it empowers conservative business, military, and religious leaders to advocate for climate action with Republican policymakers and help pass bipartisan, durable climate change policies. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
You're